Prologue. Calup, Idaho. Present day. Painter.
Fucking hell, Horst said, looking out across the crowded clubhouse.
I paused, beer halfway to my mouth, turning to follow his gaze.
Painter, brother, you gotta stay calm.
That's when I saw her. Melanie Tucker.
No.
This wasn't happening. Maybe I was hallucinating because I couldn't imagine a reality where she'd actually be this goddamn stupid. I dropped my beer bottle, glass shattering as I stalked across the room. Everything narrowed, my vision fading to red.
Hold on, son,
Picnic growled. I respected the hell out of him, loved him like a father. But there wasn't a damn thing the Reaper's MC president could have said to slow me down in that instant. That's because the mother of my child stood in the clubhouse doorway, eyes wide and scared. She knew she'd fucked up. Standing next to her was a man, a biker. Hang around? He'd wrapped his arm around her like she belonged to him. Yeah, he put his hands on my Melanie. Except she wasn't mine, and hadn't been in a long time. Her choice, so fuck her very much. But that freedom she'd wanted so badly came with one rule, and she'd just broken the shit out of it. No bikers. Yet here she was with this cockwad asshole, some douche who thought putting on leathers gave him the right to exist. In an MC clubhouse, no less. This was a problem. A big fucking problem. That terror on her face was totally justified, because she was about to witness a goddamn murder. And no, that wasn't just a figure of speech. In 10 seconds, I had every intention of ripping the dick off his body, feeding it to him at knife point, and then jerking it back out his ass before repeating the process. A hand wrapped around my arm, silently warning me. My president, trying to calm me down. I shrugged it off, tuning out whatever the hell Pick was trying to communicate, as I lunged forward, catching the little prick by the front of his shirt. I jerked him savagely into the center of the room. A rushing sound filled my ears, and in the distance I heard Mel scream. Then my fist connected with his face, sweet pain tearing through my knuckles as time slowed. I love fighting. Not just winning, but the rush of energy, the sweetness of the pain, and the incredible focus that hits when your entire existence narrows to one moment of terrible purpose. It's primal and beautiful, and it had never felt better than it did in the instant Melanie's new boyfriend went down. I followed him, pounding his face into hamburger and savoring the fountain of blood exploding from his nose. Fucking cathartic as hell. His life was over. More screaming cut through the fog of violence. Damn straight she should be screaming. She should be fucking afraid.
You asshole!
I smiled because from Mel it sounded sweet as hell. She'd called me an asshole 10,000 different ways over the years, ranging from enraged hatred to whispered insults between kisses. It worked for me, too. I was a total asshole. But for once, she'd just have to suck it up and deal with the consequences. She'd broken the fucking rules by bringing him here. No bikers. Simple, right? One condition I'd given her. No fucking bikers. All she had to do was keep her ass out of my world because so long as I didn't have to see her sucking someone else's cock, I could pretend it wasn't happening. Not a complicated concept. Arms came around me, strong arms dragging me off my victim before I could finish killing him. Then I heard Puck's voice in my ear. Puck, my best friend. Puck, who'd taken my back for 1.5 years in prison. I trusted him with my life inside, and I trusted him now. I should be listening, but I really, really wanted to end this cockwad's life.